You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. Welcome to May the 7th. This is Kat Lee. This month we're talking about habit building. How can we use the brains that God has given us and the way that they work to build habits so that we can automate some of the decisions that we want to make so that we have space to grow and learn new things and build new habits as we walk with God? So my tip for you today is to make your habit part of your routine. Now, there is a difference between a habit and a routine, which we'll probably go into more depth later, but I will quickly just say that a habit is something that we do automatically without really thinking. A routine is usually something more complex that we think through at some level each step. It's just something that we normally do, but it's not something that we do without thinking. So again, we'll go into more depth on the difference between the two, because it's important that you try to build a habit and not a routine, because routine is bigger. However, if you already have routines in your life and you're trying to build a new habit, well, then definitely use those routines because there is some consistency there. And if you want to build a new habit, one great way to do that is just to add it on to something you already do. Maybe you have a morning routine of brushing your teeth or a morning routine of making coffee. Perhaps you have an at-home routine when you get home from work. You walk in, you put your stuff on the counter. Maybe you greet your family. What are those different routines you already have in your life? And how can you add your habit that you want to build to it? That can be something as simple as in the morning when you brush your teeth, if you're wanting to exercise more, you could do 10 squats while you brush your teeth. If you're wanting to memorize scripture, you could put a verse up in your bathroom on your bathroom mirror and memorize scripture. If you're wanting to exercise more, maybe when you get home and you put your stuff down, you put your exercise clothes on right away. As you try to build a new habit, don't just try to throw it into the day willy-nilly, but look for a routine you already have. And look for a way to tie it into that because it will help you to be more consistent and it will help you to begin to build the habit. All right, friends, if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you are not too late. You're right on time, and it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-minute morning is just to look at the calendar today. Plan a few of the most important things and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-minute morning routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-minute morning routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-minute morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-minute morning kit, our 3x5 morning reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's GOODIES. And my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.